Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect. Well, good morning and welcome to Connection Point. This is Bishop Deb coming to you from Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. I am broadcasting a little bit later than normal. I seem to be getting through a bit of a cold or allergies or something, and so I'm coming to you a little bit later in the day, but here I am. You know, after yesterday's broadcast, I could see that the sun was casting a pink glow on the building next door. So I grabbed my camera and I headed down to the river to catch the sun rising up over the hills. You know, it was a really chilly morning, and a few people were getting up, but not a lot of people around town. That's one of the advantages of living in a small town. And I headed to a little gazebo down by the river to capture the sunrise. And the sky all the way down was, in my drive, was changing color, and I was so afraid that I would miss some of the best shots, but I got there just as the sky was really lightening up, and the gulls and the ducks and the geese, they were all down at the river looking for their breakfast and swimming around and making a lot of noise. It was just beautiful. And, you know, I stood there for a moment and I felt this thrill of excitement as I looked at the beauty of the water and the sky. And it was almost as though nature was putting on this beautiful display just for me. I felt so very thankful. And I took a lot of pictures of the birds swooping around, and I really enjoyed the arrival of the sun coming up as a red ball, casting this red glow over the water. It was just beautiful. And across the river, over at Fort Niagara, just at 8 o'clock, there came the sound of a cannon and then a trumpet playing reveille, and that drifted across the water to me. It all felt so magical, and I went back to the car feeling really chilly, but very grateful for the gift that that time at the river brought me. And that's the thing about our life. If we're open to making time to see the beauty, to capture it, to be with it, it can catch us up in a warm and a wonderful embrace. And it doesn't mean that you have to go to a river or a park. It can happen as we look out the window at the falling snow. It can happen as we walk down a crowded street and see a young child smile at us. It can happen when our dog greets us at the door and lets us know how much we're loved. These magical moments happen throughout the course of the day, and they connect us to something bigger, something wonderful. A measure of grace and a dose of divine love. I hope that sometime in your day, you will have one of these moments of grace, where you're transported to that magical space where big and loving forces are at work. And as you go through your day, may you know that love of God surrounding you, bringing you what you need, and filling you with wonder and blessing. Let's have a prayer for our day. Loving Creator, we give you thanks for all the possibilities and promise of this new day. We ask you to go before us, to set your angels around us, to protect us and everyone whom we love. We hold before you all those people in our life who need healing, help, support, guidance, and direction. And we hold before you all those people across the world who are oppressed, who are hurting, who are in the midst of circumstances beyond their control. We ask that your peace be with them this day, that your justice, your love, your grace be with them, that the world might know a fresh healing, a fresh connection and understanding that we are all one together on this planet. There is no us or them. We are truly related, and we are all your children. And we lift up our own needs and concerns to you, giving them over so that we can find our grace and our peace, and that we can focus on the wonder and the beauty of the world around us and all the good things in it. We thank you for every blessing. May we be affirmed this day and empowered to be a blessing in the world, in your name. Amen. Well, thank you for listening. I invite you to go to a new website that we've created. We are raising some funds to help us with the cost of this website and also to upgrade our equipment. We were able to do that a little bit last year. Now our beautiful computer is the video card is dying, and it's a vintage computer, so it will cost more to get it fixed than to get a new one. So if you could support us in any way with a small donation, we'd be very grateful. You'll see the Indiegogo campaign on the show page there. If you can click it and share it with your friends, even if you could do that to promote it for us, we would be very appreciative. So have a great day, everyone, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks for joining us today on our Connection Point podcast. Remember that you are loved and beloved and surrounded by divine love wherever you go. These podcasts are offered by Holy Angels Parish, a part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada. We are a progressive, spiritually affirming, and inclusive denomination that honors your sacred walk with divinity. For more information, please visit our online community at www.holyangelscommunity.com. You'll find daily prayers, news, and a link to join us. Until next time, this is Bishop Deb, saying have a fabulous day.